So you've decided not to run for mayor again?
Yeah, you know, it has nothing to do with, I think we have an excellent staff, and administration's fantastic, the council's fantastic. It's just, it's going to be very contentious this coming year, and my hitch goes until a year from October, but if there's a borough and it's voted on, I don't have the energy to deal with the things that need to be dealt with, and Mark does, so I've been trying to convince him to run. What I may have to do is wait till after the election and then resign at that time.
Okay. You're hoping Mark Jensen runs to fill your shoes?
Yeah. I mean, he's very well liked by the legislators. They're very impressed with him. And I think he's smart and he's alert. And he's a fisherman. Mm-hmm. I think that helps.
Does your health play into the decision?
Yeah, I don't have, my heart is working, but it's not efficient. Mm-hmm. So as a result, I don't have much energy. And I start to fail, as you notice, during council meetings at about 10 o'clock, I start to fail.
We all do, though, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, well, do you have proudest accomplishments during your time as mayor? Or?
Well, personally, I'm pretty proud of the fire hall, and I'm proud of the library, and I'm proud of the plans we have for the harbor, even though we don't have enough money. But I think the answer to that is to ask for more money, put it on our list. We need a new police station. There's a lot of stuff like that that has to be dealt with, but I think there's going to be a lot of borough ordinance attention and debate. And, you know, that's, I'm trying to be diplomatic here, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's going to be easy.
It's going to take someone with thick skin.
Somebody with energy, mm-hmm. and intelligence enough to, and a good memory. That really helps, and that's what I don't have anymore is good memory and a few other things.
Uh-huh. But will you miss your time up here once you're done? Or?
For a little while I will. Yeah, especially when I listen to it on the radio and I hear the contention.
You're gonna probably come up here angry and yell at the next mayor. Huh?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll do what Ted Smith did. You know, he just stayed at home and listened. But I was going to wait until after the borough election, but I think I'd rather have Mark or whomever in there, you know, ready to go. I won't be going to the AML meeting in November in Anchorage, because that would be a redundant expenditure, I think, for the city. They don't need that. So anyway, it's it's official. I regret not, you know, being well enough to do the job that needs to be done.
If the borough vote doesn't go through, will you finish out your term as a city mayor?
No, I think after the election, the coming election, the city election, I'm going to resign that Mark can just take over.
Oh, okay. As mayor pro tem.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, the council has to appoint him. So he's the vice mayor, whatever we call it. Mm-hmm. And then in the event the mayor dies or resigns, then the council has to vote for who they want.
Mm-hmm. Well, any closing thoughts on your time as mayor? Or?
I've learned so much.
Yeah.
And it's not as tough as I'm making it sound. But I learned a lot. And one thing I learned is patience and tolerance. I mean, those are the two things that I wish I had more of. But I think, on the whole, I've done pretty good. I haven't lost my temper more than once around here, I don't think. But, you know, it's so important that people have a chance to speak without anybody else speaking. Mm-hmm. And that's what my job is, you know, just to make sure there's only one person speaking at a time.
A little bit of a referee job.
Kind of, yeah, but they don't give me a whistle. They give me this thing.
The gavel.